moving along in Hilchos Yichud, so we gave again all the background, Yisum Darais, the Rabbanon, non-Jewish woman, a single girl, what the how it broke down into three levels instead of just two levels, and we started discussing a married woman with a non-Jewish man. The Ramah quotes La Halacha that in Ibn Ezer, Sim Kuf Tes Vav Si'if Dalid, which I think, yeah, the Ramah writes, Isha haregila l'siachin imovid chavim nikreis overes al das. That that's considered a violation of das, which means a violation of das moshe, probably, that it's a grounds for divorce. She could lose her ksuba for doing something like that. That's considered a very terrible issue, that it's an issue d'oraisa. So what exactly are we concerned about when she's misyachin with an ovid chavim? So if it's a concern of pitoy, that she's going to willingly have bia with him, so then certainly there's what to be concerned about, and that would certainly continue to be an isser. Chaz Nish just points out that if you're concerned that when she's with an ovid chavim, it's not that she's going to willingly have bia with him. You're concerned with an ovid chavim is that he might be ma'anis her. So if that's your concern, then l'chora, in a lawful place where people get prosecuted for that, maybe that concern is obviated a little bit. But either way, it seems to be davar pashut that everyone assumes that it's usur for a woman to have yichud with a non-Jewish man. I mean, even though the Gemara says that yichud with a non-Jewish woman is usur midrabanan, a Jewish woman to have yichud with a non-Jewish man is definitely usur. Just a question whether it's an isur d'oraisa or an isur d'rabanan. Nida, we already discussed a little bit, just to close up that discussion. You have a single girl that she's that's a Nida. So the pashtus is that it's Daraisa, because Nida is Erva. So it should be the same as Eishas Ish. Rav Breish in Chalkas, not Rav Breish, Chalkas Yoav, Chalkas Yaakov is Rav Breish. Chalkas Yoav, who's Talmud of the Avnei Nezer, writes in Sim Chavtas and Nashmatos that Nida Labaila is not a din in Isser, it's a din in Tumah. So in a man is a non-Jew, there may not be any iser bia min haTorah because she's not being metame the guy. Interesting idea. He says, boel nida becomes tame in avatuma, a boel nida. That's only a Jew. Only a Jew can become an avatuma. A guy is not going to become tame. So if you view nida lebaila as erva because of the potential for transmission of tuma, well then a nida with a guy, there's no potential transmission of tumah, and therefore would not be an iser d'oraisa. Even if you hold nashas ish with a guy is d'oraisa, that's because there's still an issue of nashas ish klape the guy. So that would still be d'oraisa. But a nida, even though a nida with a Jew is d'oraisa because it's erva, but a nida with a guy, if you say like the Chalkas Yoav, that nida is purely a function of tuma, that the iser shabo is a function of tuma, so by a guy there is no transmission of tuma, mimela there's not going to be an iser of yichud nida with a guy on a daraisa level. Now, if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam and Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos, Tosfos Maseches Ksuvos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, bias susim biasa zirma susim zirmasa, that it's considered like bia with the behema biasakum. So then certainly no nida with the behema, right? Because there's no transmission of tuma to a behema. So certainly there'll be no transmission of tuma, no isur of nida with a gut. However, it's not at all clear that that's actually true, that the isur of nida is purely a function of a transmission of tuma. Yeah, nida is a tuma entire concept, and nida is in Seder Taharos, but just think about this, we don't observe any dinim of Taharos nowadays gabay anything except for nida. So why do we do that? Why is nida different than all other dinim of Tumantara? All the dinim of Tumantara we just don't do, and yet nida we observe. So the Kuzari raises this issue. This Kuzari was made famous by Rav Yosef Engel and Asfan D'Oraisa Klal Chav Aleph. And the answer that he says, it's Taisim Baba Kama like this, that Nida is not only Midin Tumah. if we're midin tumah, it wouldn't be considered a rayos, and it wouldn't be yarig val yavar. But we do consider it a rayos. We do consider it yarig val yavar to be bolel and nida. Why? Because nida is tzvei dinim. There's the din tumah shabal, and then there's the din iser. That there's an iser nida. It's a din iser v'hater as well. The Asfund Daraisa quotes the Aderes Eliyahu, quotes the Gra. That the Gra says, Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lenega, when the Torah gives us those three categories, to be able to distinguish Bein Dam Ladam, Bein Din Ladin, Bein Nega Lenega, the Torah is referring to three different areas of halacha that each have their own set of rules. Din Ladin is Din Imaminus, has its own rules. You can learn different dinim and dinim amnes from each other, right? Nega lenega is tumentara. Sechas negaim is tumentara. And tumas tzaras. Tumentara have its own set of rules. And bein dam ledam, you might have thought that's also tumentara. Says the Gra, no, bein dam ledam is a sevaheter. It's ritual law. So you see clearly, the way that Aderes Eliyahu is understanding the pasuk, the way the Gra understands the pasuk, is that Nida is primarily Isser V'Heter and not Tumah V'Tahara. Nega L'Nega is Tumah V'Tahara. It's Isser, meaning, whereas the Chalkas Yoav wanted a time, now of course there's an Isser L'Baila, but that Isser is only a function of Tumah. And any Isurim of Nida are only going to be a function of Tumah, and therefore when there is no Tumah, there is no Isser. The Gra understands it the opposite way. Any Tumah is a function of the Isser Shema. That primarily Nida is Isser V'Heter. So once she becomes a Surah Labayla, you have all this other Tumah related halachas as well. It sounds that way from the Beis Yosef and Siman Reish Aleph. And it's explicit that way in the Kuzari. That when a woman goes to the mikveh, that it's matir the iser, and also mitir, but really it's a matir of the iser. That's primarily what it's all about. These three categories, dam dam din din nega nega. So the best way to illustrate how they all have different rules, we always point out, is suffik. What do you do when you have a suffik? So you see very clearly three areas of halacha about what you do when you have a suffik. When you're dealing with Isser V'Heter, you're dealing with ritual law, so what do you do when you have a suffik? Suffik d'oraisa l'chum or suffik d'rabbanan l'kula. Right, we're very familiar with that. When you're dealing with dini mamonos, there's no suffik d'oraisa l'chum or suffik d'rabbanan l'kula, because what's a chumr for one guy is a kula for the other guy. So what do we say? Hamotzi mechaver olav haraya. Totally separate rule. When you're dealing with tumentara, Savik Tumr Shisram Tara, Savik Tumr Shisyach is Tamer. Totally separate rule. Why? Because these are three different areas of halacha that each have their own rules. They're each governed by their own rules. Now, many achronim assume that there is an iser nida when a nida sleeps with a guy. A woman sleeps with a guy, she's definitely not doing a mitzvah, right? But is it worse because she's a nida? Is she in violation of Bias Nida? So, Nadbi Huda in Yerodea Simon Kufchaf says that the Isser is said Belashon Shchiva because it's not only an Isser of Tuma, it's an Isser of Shochiv. So, in Achinami, the guy can't become Tame. But it's not about the transmission of Tuma, it's about that there's Shchiva. You know, Rav Yonis and Ipshitz in Yoros Tavash discuss about Tischalchel Hamalka. Gemara in Megillah says, Melamit Shapir Sunida. And yet she still slept with Achashverosh. So Gemara says, how is she allowed to sleep with Achashverosh? Ay, Harig Val Yavar, right? So Karka Ola. But would that help the Nida element of it, being Karka Ola? So being passive helps in terms of the Arayos. In terms of the Nida. So Pashas is that it does, right? Because the Vardin Karkolim is that she's being passive, so it's not as Chamorov and Aveira. Okay. So in general, there's just that broad discussion about nida with a guy, whether nida with a guy is different than nida with Yisrael. Nida with a Jew is definitely yichud nida with a Jew is definitely nisudah arayos, as nida arayos, as yichud arayos. Nida with a guy maybe is different. Maybe it would only be drabanan, like non arayos, like a non ashes ish. Let's move on to discuss the inyanim of bali imo, ishto imo, or bala bi'ir and ishto imo. Having a spouse and how having a spouse saves from yichud when there's a spouse available. Now, there's a massive discrepancy. On the one hand, the Mishnah says that if a man's wife is imo, is with him, then there's no issur of yichud. When talking about a woman's husband, however, it doesn't say imo or ima, that the husband has to be with her to take away the issur of yichud. On Pe'alf Amalav, the Gemara says that Amar Rabba Bala Be'ir Ein Choshim Shem Yichud. Just having in the city is not a problem of Yichud. So let's go through some of these halachos. First we'll start with Ishto Imo and then we'll move on to Bala Be'ir. Now Ishto Imo, Tanakama says in the Mishnah that one man is allowed to be misyachid with two women, provided that it's ishto imo. Bizman she ishto imo. Because ishto meshamarta. That's Rabbi Shimon in the Mishnah. The question is, does everyone agree with that? Right? Rabbi Shimon says that in the Mishnah, that ishto meshamarta, his wife will watch her. What did the Tanakhama say? So the Tanakhama just said a person is not allowed to be yichud with two women. So there are two ways to understand Rabbi Shimon. When Rabbi Shimon comes along and says, "Af ishechad v'syachim shtei nashim b'zman shishto imo," is he arguing on the Tanakhama? You Tanakhama say that you're never allowed to have yichud with two women, even with ishto imo. And I disagree. I say with ishto imo it's mutter. Or is he qualifying the Tanakhama? Is he saying that you, Tanakhama, say that you're not allowed to have yichud with two women? I agree, but we can both agree that if ishto imo, that it's not going to be a problem. That having the wife with him is not a problem. If you look at Tosos, on Pe'ahim Beis, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Yishachem, Yishachem, Shem Noshem, Zman, Shishto imo, says Tosos, Mashma Dil Rabbanan Afilu Ishto imo Asur L'Yisyached Im Shtei Noshem. Tosfos says that Rabbi Shimon is arguing on the Tanakhama. And Tanakhama would say that even if your wife is there, you're not allowed to have yichud with two women. Va'afilu l'Rabbi Shimon nami im shtei nashim v'ishto imo hu deshari. Aval im isha achas afilu ishto imo asr. Whoa. How do you understand? Yichud with two women and ishto imo. Is your wife one of those two women? Or it's two women plus your wife. Right? Rabbi Shimon says, Yichud is allowed with two women if ishto imo. So how did you understand Rabbi Shimon? Ishto imo means she's one of those women? Or you're having Yichud with two other women as long as your wife is around. Your wife is there as a third woman. And if it's that your wife is there as a third woman, what would that tell you in general about having yichud with three women, none of whom are your wife? It would be awesome. Meaning, when the Mishnah says you're not allowed to have yichud with two women, does it mean two dafka? Or does it mean even multiple women is an issur of yichud? Two, three, ten, doesn't make a difference. It's an issur of yichud. But ishto imo is going to solve that problem. So one could have argued, so you see that the issue of whether you're allowed to have yichud with three women really depends on how you understand Rabbi Shimon. If you understand Rabbi Shimon is saying that ishto imo means your wife is one of the two women, and that's when it's mutter, even then it's mutter. So it could be Rabbi Shimon holds in general, and the Tanakh and the Mishnah holds in general that three women is always mutter. Two women is when you have an iser. If one of those two women is your wife, you don't have an iser. You don't have to worry about being misyachid with the other woman. But if you understand that ishto imo means that you're allowed to be misyachid with two other women plus your wife, because the third one is your wife, the clear implication is that if the third one is not your wife, then you're not allowed to have yichud, with even with three women. Now, Tosa says, with one woman plus your wife, it's no good, even according to Rabbi Shimon. Only two women plus your wife is okay. So apparently, the way Tosa understands it is, three women, who are none of whom are your wife, is always going to be us.
Said you can't
have yichud. The Gemara says, what are we talking about? If it's only one, then even with a Jew, the Gemara over there says, when a guy's wife is with him, it doesn't help. Only a Jew's wife with the Jew helps. Now the Gemara over there sounds like it's going l'chala deos. Ubi isha achas nami mashmet d'shari k'shishto imo. And the Gemara over there is talking about having yichud with one woman plus your wife. And the Gemara says, yeah, with a Jew, that's okay. With a guy, one woman plus your wife is not okay. So it sounds from that Gemara, not like we're saying over here, that ishto imo means not two women plus ishto imo. It means two women, one of whom is ishto imo. But that's mutter. The kachnir of the reader, Rabbi Shimon Einu Asur, elik she'in ishto imo dafka. Meaning, one woman plus your wife is okay, says Tosfos. Two women plus your wife, you're even allowed to sleep in the same room. But yichud, one woman plus your wife is okay. So ishto imo helps even for one woman. And ishto imo independently would help for sleeping. Now, if you look in the Rif over here, in the back of the Gemara, sorry, even before you get to the Rif, sorry, look at the Mishnah. What does it say? Bizman she ishto imo, right? Af ish echad misyachinim shtei nashim. So the original Diyuk Tosfos wanted to make is you could be mitachid with shtei nashim, two other women, when your wife is there as well, which would be a third woman. Then Tosfos says, no, it can't mean that. And Tosfos changes the gears of the Mishnah. That it's not bizman she ishto imo. What did Tosfos change at the end of that Tosfos? V'achgar sinu b'shem nomer afi shachim mitachidim shtei nashim. Ooh, bizman. She ishto imo. He added a vav. What does the vav do? It makes it that one of those women is your wife. And your wife is there. But if it's bizman she ishto imo, it makes sounds more like you can be misachid with two women when your wife is there in addition to those two women. If you look at the hagos hagra, bizman she ishto imo, girsas tosos rif einu nechona. The Rif's girsa and Tosa's girsa of U Bizman is incorrect. Why do you need the woman to be there with them? He says, you know what? I agree with Tosa's la'alacha. I just don't agree with his girsa. Your wife will help when there's only one woman. Why does the Mishnah say that you're allowed to be miyachin with two women with ishto imo? Sounds like your wife only helps when there are two women. Because the Reisha said that you're not allowed to have yichud with shtei nashim. So to keep things consistent, we say that you're allowed to have yichud with shtei nashim, but really you're allowed to have yichud even with one woman when your wife is one of them. And he says, v'keinu b'kama mekomos rabu mi l'saper. Yet you have all over shas like that, that seifas of Mishnayos conform to the ratio of Mishnayos. But uledina einaf kamina demikal makom alacha k'Rabbi Shimon. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon. That's how the Gemara in Avodah Zarah assumes. Uperish tosos hunachon dekaya lemaila daf b'makom shemuter aval shar perush meinu mechvarin kiven dol huskar lemaila mizeklub. Yeah, question. Right, meaning Rabbi Shimon would be saying that there's no stam, no problem with yichud with two women.
Yeah. So obviously, your wife with one woman would be okay, because that would be two women also.
Right, but then we'll take away the whole chiddush of that. Why does one of them have to be your wife? Meaning then there is no din of yishud.
The
Ubisman
was that even... That's
when
you could yashan,
but
you could even sleep in the same room as them.
Ah, b'zman sheshnim al yashanim
al pundiki.
Right,
but if it's just sam yichud, it could be any two women.
Right, you know what? Tosus doesn't add a vav, he moves a vav. Right? Because we have it, b'zman sheshnim al kama, v'yashanim al pundiki. Right? Tosus takes the vav away from v'yashanim al pundiki. U'b'zman sheshnim al yashanim al pundiki. Right, he moves the vav from to break up the cases differently. So you're probably right. Pshat and Tosfos might be that Rabbi Shimon holds yichud with two women is fine, but normally you're not allowed to sleep with two women in the same room. When your wife is there, you're not allowed to sleep with two women in the same room, one of whom happens to be your wife. So the Gra is agreeing to that. Hard to imagine against Shulchan Aruch that he's going to agree that two women is mutter. No? What does it say? Let's get the Shulchan Aruch. Ebenezer Simcha Beis, what Sif Gimel? V'kol isha sha'asu l'syachim im haisa ishto imo hareza mutal l'syachim reisha ishto mishamarta. One woman plus your wife, right? But he had already said didn't really say sif hey lotis yachid isha achas afilu im anashim harbe ashti ishto shel kol achim sham lo yis yachid isha achad afilu im anashim harbe. He paskins he can't even have yichud with many men because of the prutzim issue. So it's hard to tell, right? And of course he's going to say he can't have yichud with many women because one woman is not allowed to have yichud with many men because of the prutzim issue. So the stomach, you know, many women is going to be at least as bad as many men. Right, so it's hard to tell. Now, what does ishto imo mean? Where exactly does she have to be? Now, in Ebenezer, Kuf Mem Ches, not in the Simon of Yichud, Kuf Mem Ches, Sif Beis, Shulchan Aruch writes, Kala Megarish Al Tanai, someone divorces his wife Al Tanai, Bein Shamar Me'achshav, Bein Shamar Im Yihiyah, V'im Lo Yihiyah. Whether the Tanai is Me'achshav, where he says it should be Chal right now, Lemafreya, or whether he says, if this happens, then we'll be divorced, and if this doesn't happen, we won't be divorced. Either way, Hareza lo yisyached ima kolzman shelo niskayim hatanai. Don't have yichud with them as long as the tanai is not fulfilled, because you don't know, you might be divorced, you're not allowed to have yichud with your grusha. Elo bifnei eid, afilu ever, afilu shivcha. Unless there's an aid there. Says the Rama, ubiyotze v'nichna sagi. Whoa. What does it mean that someone has to be there? Yotze v'nichnas. So would you say the same thing over here? Ishto imo is even yotze v'nichnas? It's good enough for yichud with your grusha, even if the shomer is not your wife. So one would imagine that if the shomer is not your wife, yotze v'nichnas is good enough. When the shomer is your wife, a little more fearfully your wife, the yotze v'nichnas should be good enough. Okay, so she doesn't have to be in the room, maybe. So then is it baila bi'ir? Meaning there's a din of ishto bi'ir, just like baila bi'ir? Is that what we're saying? That she just needs to be in the city? So the Marsham in the Tshuva points out what Lachora would seem obvious. No. There is no ishto bi'ir. There's baila bi'ir. There's no such thing as ishto bi'ir. So then, where do you magdir it? She doesn't have to be there in the room, but being in the city is not enough. So what does it mean yotze v'nichnas? Does it have to be that it's a realistic possibility that she could come in at any time? A realistic possibility. What, and baila bi'ir is not? So there's a big machlokas about baila bi'ir. We're going to see what seems like a machlokas Rashi and Rambam. Is baila bi'ir heter because realistically he might walk in at any moment? Or is baila bi'ir heter because she fears him even if he won't walk in any moment? But if you understand baila bi'ir is a heter because realistically he might walk in at any moment, well then what's the heter of ishto imo? It's got to be something different. Right? It's got to be something closer than just he'll walk in at any moment. So maybe it means that she has walked in. She comes back every 10 minutes, 15 minutes. So enough time to have yichud in between. But you don't know when she's coming back, and she keeps coming back. Not that she might, but that she has. Now, Beis Shmuel, Simen Chav Beis, Sivkat Chav Beis, we have another related Inyan. The Shulchan Aruch over there is talking about Misha Ein Lo Isha, Lo Yelame Tinokas. Someone who's not married should not be a Rebbe of young kids. Because the mothers of the children will come to pick up their kids. And will cause a Yetzarara for this guy, for this teacher, with women. If he's married, you're not as worried about it. And women shouldn't teach young kids, because the fathers may come. And they'll have yichud. Says the Beis Shmuel, v'chein isha, afilu nesua, even a married woman, mishum gabe ish, kivan de ishto imo, hi mishamarto. Because by a man, if his wife is with him, she'll watch him, if he shadar kol yos tamid v'besa. Because she's always home. Aval ein derech ish lios tamid v'beso kol kach. But men aren't always home. So that's why it's asur. But if he's be'ir, then it's mutter. Then he says, v'nafkamina l'mashchasa kazmesh v'yichud mutter kishe ishto imo, he adds a word, bi'ir. Kishe ishto imo, bi'ir. Ishto imo, sounds like he says even if just in the city, that's good enough for the Malamed. The guy's wife is in the city, that's good enough. So what? So that means Ishtoy Mo is good enough even if it's just Be'ir? So it's hard to imagine. Because that's not the Lashon of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Ishtoy Mo. The Gemara says Bai Le'Be'ir. So it could be that being Be'ir is good enough if she's mamish always around in and out of the house. But if she goes to work for many hours at a time, where it's not normal for her to constantly be coming back, then that would be good enough for Bail Be'ir. Bail Be'ir helps even if he's working and he doesn't come back between 9 and 5. But he's Be'ir and he could, you never know. So Bail Be'ir works even if it's not realistic. Maybe Ishto Imo means she doesn't have to be with him. She could be in the city. But only if realistically she'll be coming back. So remember, women weren't working. So if women weren't working, she's always running errands, she could be in and out of the house all the time. So it's realistic that she'll come back. Whereas Bail Be'ir, it doesn't even have to be realistic. It just has to be that she has a pacha that he might. That he might come back. Or you could say that no, that Beis Shmuel is not a raya to anything. Because what's that Beis Shmuel saying? That a man is allowed to be a Malamed Tinokos because we're not going to make a gezeira lest the mother of the child come to pick him up and it will pick up the kid and it will come to a yichud problem. Because anyway, Ishto is Be'ir. Ishto Be'ir is not a heter to have yichud. Ishto Be'ir is a heter to be a Rebbe, to be a Malamed Tinokos. Where the whole chashash is only that it might lead to yichud. Don't worry that it might lead to yichud because his wife is around town anyway. Whenever it leads to yichud, there's like a good chance his wife is going to be home. His wife will be there. So since his wife is around town, we don't have to make a gezeira not to be a Rebbe because it might lead to yichud. Because even if it does lead to yichud, chances are his wife might be there since she's always around town anyhow. So two ways to contend with that raya from the Beis Shmuel. We thought, ooh, right from the Beis Shmuel, there's din of Ishto Be'ir. But what are you talking about? The Gemara says Bai Le'Be'ir. It says Ishto Imo. There's no Ishto Be'ir. So two ways to deal with it. Either Ishto Be'ir does help, but not the same way Bai Le'Be'ir helps. It's to a different degree. Bai Le'Be'ir helps even if the guy's away on a typical day from 9 to 5 and never comes home in the middle of the day. But Ishto Be'ir only helps if she's in and out all the time. Or Bai Le'Be'ir helps the actual Isser Yichud. Your mom is alone in a room with the person. Ishto Imo helps. Ishto Be'ir helps to be a Malamed Tinokos, but not to actually have Yichud. Now, you get into very interesting territory when you start discussing. I just keep looking up. I'm going to have to stop. Okay, I'll just introduce this. Very interesting territory when you start defining who's called the wife. What if he thinks it's his wife, but you wouldn't think, you wouldn't call it a wife? It's an intermarriage. His wife is not a Jew. Or they're civilly married, but they're not halachically married. So he says, that's my wife. He introduces her. That's my wife. So would you say that's a wife for Ishto Imo? Or you say, no, it has to be halachically a wife. I suppose Shem will get to that next time.